Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. We get set for non-conference basketball. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Jamestown Jimmies in non-conference men's basketball play. The women's contest earlier today, all Jamestown. Dort College hoping to rectify that here in the men's contest. The Dort College Defenders, winners last night over Valley City State. Jamestown unable to get going last night against the Northwestern Red Raiders. Back with a look at the starting lineups for today's contest right after this. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders on the floor warming up for their contest with Jamestown. Here's your probable starting lineup. Let's begin with the Jamestown Jimmies, the visitors on the scoreboard today, even though they will be in the white jersey this afternoon. J.J. Griffin starts for the Jimmies. He wears number 2. He is a 6'5 junior from Denver, Colorado. Griffin is averaging 8 points per game. Logan Brown wears number 5. He is a 6-foot senior from Roseville, Minnesota. He is averaging 7 points per game. Jack Hagler wears number 13. He is a 6-foot senior from Cando, North Dakota, averaging 5 points per outing. Number 25 is John Purinton, a 6'2 sophomore from Linton, North Dakota. He is averaging 2 points per game. And Jacob Havron is averaging 6 points per game. He wears number 32. He is a 6'6 senior from Hawaii. Again for Jamestown, it will be Griffin, Brown, Hagler, Purinton, and Havron. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 1, Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 6 points per game. Number 3 is Alec Henriksen. He's a 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake, averaging 15 points per outing through 3 games. Number 4 is Marcus Winterfeld, averaging 9.3 points per outing. He is a freshman from Sioux Center. He's 6'5 and a guard. Number 33 is Dalton Franken. Franken is a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 19 points per outing. And number 45 is Taylor Feenstra, a 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 12 points per game. Off of the bench, we anticipate seeing Alex Terpstra for the Defenders. He is a senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. He's 6'4", averaging 8 points per game. Josh Van Langen is a 6'6", freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8 points per contest. Beg your pardon, 7 points per outing. And number 43 is Leighton Sampson, a 6'5", junior from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 5 points per game. We've also been seeing Chad Barkamont this season. Number 5, a 6'5", freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Danny Voss has been getting some minutes in the guard court. He's a 6-foot senior from Ripon, California. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
At Dort.
National anthem performed by the Dort College Pep Band this afternoon. The Dort College Defender men's basketball team enters play today 3-0. While the Jamestown Jimmies come in 0-1, they lost to Northwestern last night in non-conference play in their season opener, and that was a contest that Northwestern controlled basically from start to finish. And the Jamestown Jimmies ended up not putting up much of a fight in the second half of that one. Taking a look at those numbers from last night's action. the halftime score. Relatively close, Northwestern 50, Jamestown 41, but then Northwestern outscores Jamestown 45-31 in the second half on the way to the 95-72 victory. Northwestern shot 55.4% from the floor in that one, led by Colton Coimas, 40 points. He was 12 of 16, 5 of 7 on threes, got 11 points on free throws. 10 points for Jordan Baker off of the bench in 10 minutes of play. Otherwise, it was very balanced scoring for Northwestern. Lots of players with 7 and 8 points apiece, but 40 of them coming from Colton Coima. We're having the introductions of the starting lineups. Looks like they are squared with what I thought they would be. And we are just about set for basketball. Let's take a look at who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. Also made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College Defenders, and we are underway with basketball. The Dort College Defenders with it on the right side, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen beyond the three-point line, goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra on the short corner. They try to give it up to Frank, and then it's taken away by Logan Brown. Logan Brown in transition, and Logan Brown crossover move, and he tries the Euro step, and he gets whistled for a travel violation. Travel violation whistled against the Jamestown Jimmies, and the North College Defenders have the basketball. Out front with it is Marcus Winterfeld, and we've got a reach-in foul called on number five, Logan Brown. Brown whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And the Dort College Defenders will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop, about 15 feet out on the baseline. They get it into Feenstra. Feenstra comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra turns around on the baseline. His shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Winterfeld, controlled by Jamestown. Here comes Purinton. Purinton gives it up. Shot on the in the transition is good. Two-point basket for Haverin, and Jamestown leads it 2-0. 2-0, our score just underway. With the basketball is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving right side, spins into the lane, nothing there. Gives it to Franken. Franken on the right elbow. Franken, runner, off of the glass, good. Dalton Franken bullies his way to the basket, and the Dort College Defenders tied up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Jamestown basketball. Pass goes left side. They give it up to Purinton. Purinton with it on the wing. Purinton comes over to Griffin. Griffin with the basketball. He'll set up and fire a 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld into the front court. Winterfeld goes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell drives down to the baseline. O'Donnell reverse. No good. Tap in. No good. Rebound cleared by J.J. Griffin. Griffin goes ahead to Brown. Brown, left-handed layup is good. J.J. Brown gives Jamestown a 4-2 lead. 18:15 remaining, first half of action. Pass goes left side over to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken fade away on the baseline is up and good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. And the North College Defenders tied up at 4-4 with 18 minutes remaining in this first half. Pass goes over to J.J. Griffin. Griffin to Brown. Brown with it out front. Brown gives it up to Haverin. Haverin dumps it down low. Reverse layup is up and good for J.J. Griffin. Griffin with a two-point bucket. Jamestown leads 6-4. 6-4 our score. O'Donnell right side. Henriksen. Henriksen beyond the three-point line. Henriksen goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the glass. Good. Marcus Winterfeld turned around in the lane is good. We deadlock the score at 6-6. 6-6 the score. Pass goes to Hagler. Hagler walks it up. Hagler driving right side. Kick out pass into the corner. Nothing there. They come back out front to Hagler. Hagler to Griffin. Griffin with the basketball. Griffin to Brown. Brown on the left wing. Brown with the basketball. Passes back over to Purinton. Purinton goes underneath. Shot is up. Good pump the hoop. And Andrew O'Donnell is called for the personal foul. So Jamestown right now taking care of the basketball. Haverin will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a free throw trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Feenster checks out of the ballgame for Dord College, also checking out Andrew O'Donnell. And the Jamestown Jimmies with a basketball, shooting a free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Haverin. Haverin with 5 points. And the Jamestown lead is 9-6. 9-6 our score. Dord College basketball, top of the key, Franken. Franken with it, straight on, puts it on the floor, and we've got a blocking foul called on Jamestown and Purinton. Purinton whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him, team foul number two on Jamestown. So Jamestown with the on defense. Dord College with it. Henriksen. Henriksen out front. Back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld dumps it down low for Sampson. Sampson in the lane. His left-handed hook shot is good. Leighton Sampson gets Dord College back to within a point at 9-8. 9-8 the score. Jamestown basketball. This is Hagler. Hagler jumper from 15 is good. Hagler with a two-point bucket. Dord College trails 11-8. 11-8 our score. Fade away on the baseline by Franken is no good, but a foul on the play called on Logan Brown. That's number two on him. And free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. Franken with 4 points so far this evening. A couple of jump shots. One a runner, the other a jump shot. So another free throw opportunity here for Franken. Franken 9 for 10 this season. Now 10 for 11, beg your pardon, 11 of 13 entering the game, so 12 for 14. Alec Henriksen is 9 for 10. Too many numbers in my head right now. Second free throw is up and good as well. And the Dord College defenders back to within a point at 10 to 11 after a pair of made free throws by Franken. Foul called in the lane against Dord College. Believe that's going to go against Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his first personal, and that is team foul number two. Jamestown gets the ball inbounded. Muscling his way to the hoop is Haverin. Haverin's short shot in the lane is good. Haverin with 7 points, and Dord College is going to have to figure out a way to keep him away from the basket. Scored 6 points last night. Lob pass goes into Franken. Franken turnaround on the baseline is up. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy's with the basketball. Bringing it up is Purinton. Purinton with it. Purinton gives it back over to Griffin. Griffin on the left elbow. Griffin shot. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Terpstra. Terpstra over to Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Henriksen right corner for Winterfeld. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra three. Missed it short. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the Jamestown Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball. Bringing it up is Kawani Crowder. Right side. This is Haverin. Haverin working his way in against Sampson. Goes to the free throw line, J.J. Griffin. Griffin drives the lane with the left hand. It's good. J.J. Griffin with 6 points. And the Dord College defenders trail by five. Jamestown much stronger defensively than the Valley City State team we saw last night. And now we've got a foul called under the basket. That's going to go against the defenders. And Leighton Sampson, that's team foul number three already on the defenders in this contest. 5:13 into the game. So Dord College, not the start they're looking for today. Going to have to fight from behind right now. And we said all along last night after that game last night, definitely didn't feel like Jamestown was the type of team that had the issues, or I should say that was 30 points worse than Northwestern, or whatever that final ended up being, and Havrin with the driving basket, and the defenders trail it 17-10. Leighton Sampson with it out front. Sampson with it, looking for someone to pass to. Ben Langen trying to post up. Instead, they go to Terpstra. Terpstra three, side iron, no good. Rebound tipped out by Ben Langen. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Jamestown basketball. So Jamestown with the basketball. And the Jamestown Jimmies will bring it up. Jamestown with the basketball. Left side pass goes over to J.J. Griffin. Griffin gets the return pass. He'll step back, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. In time for Dort College to start chipping away at this lead. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. O'Donnell dribbling with the left hand. Picks it up, passes to Ben Langen at the top of the key underneath Sampson. And Sampson is run into by Damon Stewart. Stewart whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number four already on Jamestown. 13:49 remaining here in the first half. No free throws yet for the defenders. That's team foul number four. O'Donnell gets it inbounded. Terpstra. Terpstra, jumper, left wing, missed it, strong, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy's with the basketball. Stewart. Stewart goes left side. Crowder. Crowder, three, and it's a 10-point ball game. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Dort College will talk things over out on the floor. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College basketball. With it on the right side, this is O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in, kick out pass, Ben Langen. Ben Langen looking down low for Sampson, and we've got a foul called on the Jamestown Jimmies. Foul's charged to Robert Beltrunes. Beltrunes whistled for the personal, his first. Team foul number five. Still no free throws for the defenders. Pass comes into Van Langen. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken baseline jumper. Puts up a hook shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Franken. Franken in traffic. It's no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul is going to go on Jamestown. And Riley Henderson. Henderson whistled for the personal foul. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Franken, the junior from Atlantic, Iowa. It's up and good. He's got another one on the way. Dalton Franken averaging 19 points per ball game. It's back to a 9-point game. Dort College down 20-11. Another free throw coming for Franken. Franken up and down. And the defenders trail 20-12. 20-12, our score. Damon Stewart with it out front. Stewart gives it up to Griffin. Griffin guarded there by Sampson. Try to run a clear out. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Sampson. And Dort College caught in a bad spot that time with their defensive player, Sampson. Not a good matchup, and putting the ball on the floor was Griffin, and Griffin got fouled on the play. J.J. Griffin scored 8 points last night. He's got six so far today. 20-12 our score. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. J.J. Griffin now with 7 points. With another free throw on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Also made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball after both free throws are made. Dort College trailing by 10 again, 22-12. Pass comes in to Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled from behind. So Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Josh Van Langen checks out of the ballgame, checking in Marcus Winterfeld. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's in and out, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. So Feenstra makes one of two. And the North College defenders trail 22-13. 22-13, our score. With the basketball is Griffin. Griffin jumper in the lane is good. J.J. Griffin with 9 points, and Jamestown extends the lead to 24-13. 24-13, our score. Right side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld turns, shoots, good. 4 points for Winterfeld on the right block. Defenders trail by 9, 24-15. North College giving up way too many points here in the early going. Out front with the basketball is Griffin. Griffin guarded there by Winterfeld. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal. With the basketball, Jamestown. They give it up to Stewart. Stewart, left side, Griffin. Griffin is called for a charge. J.J. Griffin whistled for the charging foul. That's his first foul this afternoon. 24-15, our score. North College down 9. 11:47 remaining in the half. Time for the defenders to start putting in some, getting some buckets. And on the flip side, time for them to start getting some stops. Foul called against J.J. Griffin. That's number two on Griffin. And Marcus Winterfeld will go to the free throw line. He will shoot a 1-1. So Marcus Winterfeld to shoot a 1-1, trying to cut further into the 9-point lead. Free throw on the way for Winterfeld is up and good. Another one on the way for Winterfeld. Winterfeld with 5 points. Second free throw on the way for Winterfeld is up, and that one's good as well. So Winterfeld makes them both. He's got 6. And the defenders trail 24-17. 24-17 the score. Damon Stewart, he's going to put up a long three, and he hit it. Damon Stewart with a long three. Scored 10 last night. And Jamestown pushes the lead back to 10 at 27-17. Alec Henriksen answering with a bucket on the other end. Driving layup as he goes from right to left and finishes with the left hand at the rim. York College trailing by 8, 27-19. 27-19, Jamestown basketball. With it on the left side is Hagler. Hagler dumps it down low. In traffic, muscling it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away off the missed shot by Crowder. That's O'Donnell who comes down with it. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Feenstra, and Feenstra travels with it. And Feenstra grabbed a basketball that was intended for Alec Henriksen, I believe. So turnover by the defenders. Time to get another stop for North College. North College leading by 8, 27-19. 27-19. Jamestown basketball. Pass goes left side. With it on the wing is Damon Stewart. Stewart trying to back his way in. And we've got a foul called against Dort College. Foul's going to go on number 3, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen's first. And with 10:37 remaining, the Dort College defenders trail 27-19. Jamestown inbounding the basketball. Next foul will send Jamestown to the bonus. Ball is inbounded to Crowder. Crowder with the basketball, gives it up to Henderson. And another three, this one by Crowder. Crowder knocks down the three, and Jamestown extends the lead to 30-19. 30-19, our score. O'Donnell with the basketball, passes it over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side, gives to Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by Crowder. Crowder with the basketball. Crowder comes right side, gives it up to Hagler. Hagler drills the three. Hagler with the three-point bucket. He's got five. And Jamestown extends the lead to 33-19. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Chad Barkham inbounding the basketball, gets it in to Alec Henriksen. Nord College down 14, 33-19. Jamestown getting on a roll from the three-point line here in the last couple of minutes. They're up by double digits. Van Langen on the right wing. Van Langen looking. Passes over to Barkema. Barkema with it. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, three-pointer from straight on is good. Alec Henriksen buries a long three. And the Dort College defenders trail 33-22. Jamestown basketball. Jamestown works it around right side to Henderson. Henderson to Crowder. Round the horn they go left side. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound weak side taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell across half court. Tried to get it back over to Henriksen and is taken back by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Pass goes right side. Stewart. Stewart dumps it off underneath, and we've got a travel violation called against Christian Kelving. Alec Henriksen bringing the basketball back up. Dort College down 11, 33-22. 9:04 remaining in the first half. Josh Van Langen with the basketball. He passes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen buries another three. Alec Henriksen with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 33-25. Timeout on the floor, charged to Jamestown. Back with more after this. Jamestown uses the timeout to try and slow down the train. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell bringing it up. O'Donnell hard to the hoop. Lays it up. Right hand, left side. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College back to within 6, 33-27. And we've got a turnover called against the Jamestown Jimmies and Kawani Crowder. Dort College down 6. They've scored 8 in their last 3 possessions. Jamestown will now counter with new players. With the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell passes left side, gets the return pass. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away. Comes back left side over to Stewart. Stewart with it. Stewart comes back over to Hagler. Hagler with the ball. Hagler gives it up to Henderson. Three-pointer up and good. Three-point bucket by Stewart. He's got 6. And Jamestown leads by 9, 36-27. With it out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Good. Alec Henriksen trying to shoot Dort College back into this game, trailing 36-30 again. As they trade three-point buckets. Henriksen with his third three. Shot on the way from the 15-foot mark. That's up and good by Riley Henderson from 15 feet out on the right side. Jamestown leads it 38-30. Still way too many points. Henriksen in traffic, and he's going to be called for traveling. Henriksen kicked it over to Barkema. Barkema makes the three, but it was after the whistle. Our score. Dort College down 8, 7-12 and counting here in the first half. So Jamestown has the basketball. With it is Brown. Brown looking to the perimeter. Throws it to no one in particular. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell with the basketball on the left side. O'Donnell gives it up. They go down to Van Langen. Van Langen shot. Good. Count the hoop and he is fouled. Josh Van Langen with a two-point bucket and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. You got Van Langen, Barkema, Winterfeld. You've got all three freshmen on the floor together right now. First time I've seen that in the two-plus games that I've done. O'Donnell and Henriksen also on the floor for Dort College. 38-32, Dort College, trailing by 6. Josh Van Langen shooting for the three-point play, trying to make it a five-point ball game, and Van Langen's free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema, Henriksen. Henriksen, long three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out, and it's last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort College. Oh! It was last touched by Dort College, they say, and Jamestown will have the basketball. 38-32, Dort College down six. 6:40 remaining. Here comes Jamestown. 6:40 remaining in the first half. Right side pass, Jamestown. This is Logan Brown. Brown into the corner. Brown, they feed it down low. It's taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. O'Donnell feeds it right side. Van Langen. Van Langen into the lane, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Christian Kulvang. Kulvang whistled for the personal foul. 38-32, Jamestown by 6. They've led by as many as 14. Dort College showing some signs of life last few possessions, though. Free throw by Van Langen is up and through. He's got another one on the way. Josh Van Langen with 3 points and another free throw coming, trying to narrow the lead even further. 38-33, Dort College by 5. Down by 5, I should say. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. And Van Langen, free throw shooting has kind of reared its ugly head with Josh. Don't remember him being struggling that much from the free throw line as a high school player, but here in college, he's under 50% thus far. Like to get that straightened out because he's the type of player who's going to draw some fouls. Jamestown basketball, Hagler. Hagler, kick out pass to Brown. Brown with the ball. Brown cut off there by Barkema. Barkema matching up. Jamestown throws it into the corner. Line drive, three is good. Kulvang with the three-point bucket. Jamestown leads 41-33. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Kulvang. Kulvang whistled for his second. 41-33, Dort College. Down eight. Going to the free throw line will be Josh Van Langen. Van Langen to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. He's got another one coming. 4 points for Van Langen off of the bench. Petros Dama going with this group for an extended period of time. Still has O'Donnell and Henriksen as your guards. Barkema and Winterfeld are your, really a couple of threes on the floor together. And then you've got your post player in Van Langen. Van Langen makes them both. Steal by O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell's going to drive in. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a steal in the bucket. Dort College trails 41-37. Jamestown basketball. J.J. Griffin guarded by Barkema. Kick out pass into the right corner. Step back three on the way is off the mark. No good. And we've got a foul on the play called on Jamestown. Foul called on Riley Henderson is his second. ...41-37, Dort College down four, but making a charge here after trailing by as many as 14. Marcus Winterfeld to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Double bonus time for Dort College. First free throw is up and good for Winterfeld. He's got seven. And the defenders trail 41-38. Another free throw on the way for Winterfeld. So Winterfeld, the right-handed freshman, knocks it down. Dort College down eight. Winterfeld with eight. Dort College down two. 41-39. With the basketball is Griffin. Griffin in between the circles out front. 5 minutes remaining in the half. Jamestown basketball. Dort College in his zone. Jamestown has it. This is Brown. They feed it to the high post. Griffin. Griffin, 15-footer. Left it short. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Jamestown. Brown thought about the long three. He's going to drive in. Kicks it right side over to Stewart. Stewart back into the right side. And we have a shot clock violation against Jamestown. ...41-39 North College, down two. And O'Donnell will bring the basketball up. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. Goes left side over to Van Langen. Van Langen underneath. And we've got a hook called on Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his second personal foul. Dalton Franken will go into the ball game. Checking out of the contest will be Winterfeld. 4:30 remaining in the first half. 41-39, Jamestown leading by two. North College was down at one point, 33-19. Jamestown basketball driving in. Shot blocked by Van Langen. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be North College basketball. So Van Langen knocks it off of the glass. And the North College defenders will bring it up. Andrew O'Donnell taking it up the floor for the defenders. Down 41-39. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. He goes to Franken. Dalton with the basketball in the lane. His short shot. Good. Tie ball game. Dalton Franken with 9 points, and the defenders tie it up 41-all. 4:03 remaining in the first half. Left side is Jamestown. They go over to Stewart. Stewart puts it up. Shot blocked. Put back, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken outlets Henriksen. Henriksen, watch for the pull-up. No, he's going to put on the Jets. Lace it up with the right hand. Good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. He's got 15. North College leads 43-41. First lead North College has had of the first half. 3:35 remaining. Jamestown. Basketball, right side Jimmy's. Jimmy's give it up. Hagler. Hagler buries a three to answer. He's got eight. 44-43. Jamestown leading. 3:20 remaining in the half. Underneath it goes to Van Langen. Van Langen got blocked. Here comes Jamestown. Jimmy's basketball, right side Hagler. Hagler with it. Comes back outside to Brown. Brown gives it up to Griffin. Griffin back to Brown. Brown with it, right side Hagler. Hagler on the wing. Hagler puts it on the deck. Passes outside to Henderson. Henderson swings it left side. Stewart. Stewart steps back beyond the three-point line. Back to Hagler. Straight on three, and he buried it. 11 for Hagler, and Jamestown answers the North College rally with back-to-back threes by Jake Hagler. And the Jimmies are back in front, 47-43. Get to halftime and regroup if you're North College. Driving right side is Henriksen. Henriksen, two-point bucket. He's got 15. North College down two, 47-45. Pass goes high post, Griffin. Griffin, they feed it underneath. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Here comes North College, O'Donnell. O'Donnell wants to press the issue. O'Donnell back to Henriksen. Henriksen, long three, got it. Jeepers. Four threes for Henriksen, 18 for the ball game. North College leads 48-47. Left side pass for the basketball, Jamestown Stewart. They go to Hagler. Hagler working against O'Donnell. They throw it back out front. With the basketball is Stewart. Stewart. They give it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Van Langen on the driving attempt by Stewart. North College will walk it up. 1:40 remaining. O'Donnell with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with it. He's going to drive in with the left hand. Lace it up good. Alec Henriksen, 20 first half points. North College leads 50-47. Hagler with the basketball. He passes it off. Comes back over to J.J. Griffin. Long three for Jamestown. And Damon Stewart is good. He's got nine, and we're tied at 50. 1:13 remaining first half. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell setting it for the defenders. Hands it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen high post, Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Comes back over to Franken, 15 to shoot. Dalton with it, crosses over. He's going to drive into the lane, and he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Jamestown basketball. 50-50 our score. Jamestown and North College deadlocked with under a minute to go till halftime. And the Jimmies will bring it up. This is Jake Hagler. Hagler takes it across midcourt, guarded there by O'Donnell. Left side pass goes to Stewart. Stewart dumps it off. Right place, right time is Griffin. Griffin shot no good. North College has the basketball. 7 second difference, shot clock and game clock. O'Donnell with the basketball, back over to Franken. Franken squares up his three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Jamestown. Hagler will walk it up, and Jamestown will hold for the final shot of the first half. 50 to 50 our score. Hagler setting the offense. 14 seconds. He's got it out near midcourt. He's not venturing any further. Hagler now against O'Donnell. Now switching off. Henriksen picks him up. Fade away. No good. Rebound taken away by North College. Henriksen. Henriksen, desperation three at the buzzer from well beyond half court. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, North College 50, Jamestown 50. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. North College and Jamestown tied at 50-50 in this non-conference men's college basketball game. Let's take a look at how we arrived at this point. The North College defenders trailed by as many as 14 points. Got down 33-19 and then started to battle back. Outscored Jamestown from that 33-19 difference, 14-5 to get the lead down to 5. 38-33, North College tied it at 41 all with 4:03 remaining in the first half. Took their first lead of the second half at 43-41. And Jamestown answered with back-to-back three-point baskets to go up 47-43. And North College outscores Jamestown 7-3 down the stretch in the first half to tie it 50-50. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a look at the individual numbers right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. North College converting 17 of 30 field goals, 4 of 9 on three-point shots. That's 57% from the floor, 44% on three-pointers. Jamestown, 19 of 34 from the floor, 56%. 9 of 13 from the three-point line for 69.2%. Jamestown, 3 of 3 from the free-throw line. North College, 12 of 15. North College out-rebounding Jamestown 16 to 15 in the first half. Turnovers, North College, 7. Jamestown has 8. Individually, North College is led by Alec Henriksen's 20 points. He's 8 for 10 from the floor, 4 for 6 on three-pointers. Dalton Franken has 10 points, 3 for 6 from the floor, 4 for 4 from the free-throw line. 8 points for Marcus Winterfeld, 2 for 2 from the floor, 4 for 4 on free-throws. 4 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 5 for Josh Van Langen, 2 for Leighton Sampson, 1 for Taylor Feenstra. For Jamestown, 11 points for Jake Hagler, 4 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 4 on threes. 9 for Jacob Havren, 4 for 4 from the floor, 1 for 1 on free throws. 9 points for Damian Stewart, 3 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 4 from the three-point line. 8 points for J.J. Griffin, 6 for Kiwani Crowder, 2 for Logan Brown, 3 for Christian Kulvang. Riley Henderson has 2 points as well for the Jamestown Jimmies. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. 50-50 our score. North College and Jamestown nodded at halftime. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more at halftime right after this. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. North College in action in a lot of sports earlier today. The North College cross-country teams both finish second at the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships. Dort College women finished second to Morningside by 3 points. Dort College men finished second behind Northwestern in the team race. In the men's competition, Caleb Drake, the top finisher for both Dort College teams, finishing second. Dort College volleyball goes on the road and defeats Hastings College 3-1 earlier today. Dort College football in action. They lose to Concordia 35-28. And the Dort College women's basketball team on the short end of a lopsided loss this afternoon. They lose to the Jamestown Jimmies, and that one got out of hand early. And the Dort College defenders end up losing by 30-plus points in that women's contest. That final score ended up 80-45. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with second half action right after this. Jamestown basketball as we start the second half of play. 50-50 our score. Winterfeld stops J.J. Griffin. They get it back over to Hagler. Hagler back to Griffin. Griffin step back 17-footer. Missed it. No good. And now a foul called on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for his second personal foul. Foul number two on Taylor Feenstra. And the Jamestown Jimmies will inbound the basketball. Jake Hagler will throw it in. Hagler gets the return pass now off the dribble. Pull up from 12. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming away with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the left wing. O'Donnell at the top of the key. Dort College has led one time in this one. Winterfeld with it back over to Franken. Franken goes left side. They give it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra muscles it up down. 3 points for Feenstra. Dort College retakes the lead at 52-50. Well, Dort College did have a lead at 50-47. They had one other lead. That was at 43-41. Those were the two leads for Dort College in the first half. Jamestown basketball working it is Logan Brown. Jamestown played a ton of players last night. Wasn't sure who we would see today, so we've got a lot of options. Haverin in traffic, off the glass, good. Haverin with 11, we're tied 52 all. 52-52. Jamestown on the defensive end, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Feenstra will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 52-52 the score. Free throw on the way by Feenstra is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Taylor. Trying to reestablish a two-point lead for the defenders. Jamestown trailing 53-52, pending another free throw, and Feenstra makes them both. It's now 3-for-4 today, 11 of 13 for the season, and the defenders lead by a deuce, 54-52. They pass at left side, and a three-pointer by Purinton, and Purinton knocks down the field goal. He scored two last night. So Dort College down one, 55-54. Franken off the cut. He comes right at wing. Gives underneath to Winterfeld. Winterfeld shot is up and good. Marcus Winterfeld with 10 points. Defenders retake the lead at 56-55. 56-55, Griffin. Griffin cut off by Winterfeld. Kick out pass, Hagler. Comes back to Griffin. Griffin sets shot from the corner. Three-pointer is good. Can't leave them open tonight. Maybe last night you could, but tonight you can't. Dort College trails by two, 58-56, back-to-back threes by Jamestown. Feenstra faces up. His 15-footer from the left baseline is good. Taylor Feenstra with 6 second-half points. We're tied 58-all. 17-25 remaining. With it on the right side is Griffin. Griffin working against Winterfeld, and Griffin gets a little separation, 14 points. And the defenders trail 60-58. Right side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen. Henriksen goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, short shot is good. Winterfeld with 12. We're tied 60-60. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College used a timeout after tying it up 60-60, and Coach Ross Dahma does not want his team simply trading buckets. With the basketball is Hagler. Hagler working against Henriksen. Goes into the left corner. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dort College has used up three of their six timeouts already. Pass right side Henriksen. Rainbow. No good. Rebound Franken. Franken underneath. Shot is good. Franken with a putback. He's got 11. And the Dort College defenders lead 62-60. Turning into a physical battle now. Shot is up and good. Tough shot by Hagler. He's got 13. 62-62. 16:20 remaining in this ballgame. High scoring affair. Got to get some defensive stops put together if you're Dort College. Franken with it. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul before the shot on Hagler. And that's Hagler's second, I believe. Number two on Hagler. Team foul number two against Jamestown in this half. Taylor Feenstra checks out of the ballgame. And Dort College will inbound the basketball. Franken will throw it in. So Dalton Franken triggers it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Winterfeld. Winterfeld goes left side back over to Henriksen. Henriksen drops it down low for Sampson. Sampson shot in the lane. Good. Leighton Sampson with 4 points. Dort College leads 64-62. With the basketball quickly back the other way, Griffin. Griffin passes into the corner. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson with the basketball gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and it's taken away. Lost his footing. Here comes Purinton. Purinton stolen back by Winterfeld. Winterfeld wants to hold it up. Let's traffic clear. Now passes off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. O'Donnell with a two-point bucket, and he's fouled. So a new player checking in. That foul's going to go on Hagler. O'Donnell, heads-up play there, took it straight at Hagler, and Hagler picks up his third. So Hagler picks up his third. O'Donnell with an opportunity to extend the lead for the defenders. And he does. Three-point play for O'Donnell, 67-62. 7 points for O'Donnell. J.J. Griffin, they pass it off. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College. Driving in was John Purinton. Purinton will go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Coach Ross Dahma that last series instructing Dalton Franken that he did not want to see Purinton get a shot off. So Franken was playing right up on him, and then Purinton took it hard to the hoop, and that's what you got to do if you're a basketball player. They're going to take away your jump shot. You put it on the deck and get around. 67-62. Second free throw by Purinton is up and good. So Purinton makes one of two. He's got four, and the defender lead is 67-63. 15-15 remaining. O'Donnell with the basketball setting the offense. The defenders by four. Right side pass goes to Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking for Henriksen. Bounces it down low for Sampson. Sampson hook shot in the lane is up. No good. But a foul on the rebound called on Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken whistled for the personal, and I'll take that shot by Sampson in the lane any time. That little right-handed hook shot, more often than not, he's going to make. In fact, I would venture to guess he's going to make 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10. That time it didn't go down. And now Jamestown with a chance to cut into the 4-point lead. With it on the left side is Crowder. Crowder using up his dribble. He feeds Griffin. Griffin with the basketball working against O'Donnell. Fade away from 12 is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken down by Winterfeld off one bounce. It was Sampson who had his hands on it initially. Here comes Franken. Franken drives in. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Dalton Franken with an opportunity to extend the lead for the defenders. Foul called on Haverin is his first. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leading 69-63. 14:37 remaining in regulation. Free throw on the way for Dalton is up and good. Dee knocks it down. He's got 14. And the defenders lead 70-63. Jamestown basketball, Stewart. Stewart with the basketball over to Griffin. Griffin. They work it. Back to Stewart. It's taken away by the defenders. Here's Franken. Franken, one player to beat. Plays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Franken got caught in between. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Here comes Dort College up by 7. O'Donnell wants to press the issue. O'Donnell feeds high post. Sampson. Sampson. Up strong. No good. Count the hoop and he's fouled, but a foul on the play called on Winterfell. Marcus Winterfell gets called for a foul on the putback. That's three on Marcus Winterfell. So Winterfell gets called for a foul on the putback. Dort College up 70-63, but you wouldn't know it by the demeanor of the coaches right now. Downright owly. Pass goes left side, driving in. Two players end up on top of each other. That is Barkema and O'Donnell. And the Dort College defenders will set up the defense out of bounds. After we wipe up some of the moisture from inside the charge ring, no call made as bodies hit the floor. Damon Stewart to toss it in. 13:46 remaining in this ball game. That's in regulation. With it on the left side, driving in is Stewart. Kick out pass comes back down to Henderson, and Henderson travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. Barkema to throw it in. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it. Andrew O'Donnell feeds right side Henriksen. He had the hot hand in the first half. Franken squares up. Top of the key. Three. Bury it! Dalton Franken. 8 second half points. 17 for the ball game. Dort College leads double digits. 73-63. Left side pass, Crowder. Crowder puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Dort College. Foul goes on number one, Andrew O'Donnell. And that's number two on O'Donnell. Seven points for O'Donnell. Two fouls now. He'll stay in the ballgame for the time being. Barkema guarding Griffin. They pass it into the right corner, in and out, and a three-point bucket by Riley Henderson. He's got five, 73-66. O'Donnell with the basketball comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen drives in, and he's fouled on the play. Knocked to the ground after the play. Foul's going to go on number one, Damon Stewart. Stewart whistled for his second. Getting physical and getting chippy this afternoon. O'Donnell to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop in danger of a 5 seconds call. Gets it in over the top to Henriksen. They're not giving him any room to work now. With the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Franken. Franken, left side, Henriksen. Well beyond the three-point line. Passes, goes into the left corner. Gives it up to Barkema. Barkema reverses it back to Franken. Franken up strong. Good. Two-point bucket for Franken. 19 points. Dort College leads 75-66. With it on the left side is Griffin. Griffin driving in, and we've got a body foul called on Chad Barkema. Barkema whistled for the personal. 12:27 remaining in this contest. Dort College leading 75-66. Inbounding the basketball will be Stewart for Jamestown. Jamestown basketball. Baltroons. Baltroons gives it up to Crowder. Crowder might have dragged his pivot foot. No call made. Instead, they pass it Baltroons. Baltroons three, no good. Rebound, Barkema. He hands it off to Henriksen. Here come the defenders. Henriksen into the front court. Alec with it. Feeds it to Sampson. They're going to call travel on Sampson. Three timeouts for Dort College remaining. Five for Jamestown. And I'm surprised through this run, Jamestown has not used a timeout. to try and slow the momentum just a bit. ...75-66 Dort College by 9. Henderson with it at the top of the key. Henderson feeds it off to Griffin. Griffin with the basketball. Griffin back over to Crowder. Crowder dumps it underneath Baltrunes. Baltrunes, I think he double dribbled it. And free throws on the way for Baltrunes. Robert Baltrunes will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He had 11 points last night. 3 for 4 from the free throw line last night. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. 75-67 with another free throw coming. 11:45 left to go in regulation. Second free throw is up by Baltrunes, and that one's good. 75-68, Dort College by 7. Bringing the basketball up will be Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side. Passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra rolls it down low for Sampson. Sampson with the basketball, and Sampson is fouled on the play by Baltrunes. Baltrunes picks up his second personal. Double check that. I fell behind at some point. He's got 4. Baltrunes will check out of the basketball game. Havrin will check in. O'Donnell to throw it in for the defenders, up 7. 75-68 defender basketball. They get it into Barkema. Barkema is fouled on the play. Fouls charged to Henderson, and Riley Henderson picks up his third personal. Bonus time for both teams from here on out. Chad Barkema shooting a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity for Barkema, freshman from Sioux Falls. First free throw is up and good. Barkema actually shooting 2 here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College is in the bonus, though. 76-68 pending a free throw. Damon Stewart will check into the ballgame. And a second free throw on the way for Barkema. Barkema's free throw is up and through. Barkema with 2 points. And the defender lead is 9, 77-68. Pass goes right side, Stewart. Stewart with it on the baseline. And Barkema is going to be called for a foul. Didn't look like bad defense on the drive by Barkema. 1-1 on the way for Damon Stewart. Stewart 1 for 2 last night from the free throw line in the Northwestern loss. Or the loss to Northwestern, I should say. Free throw by Stewart is up, rattles it, no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with a chance to extend the 9-point lead. O'Donnell passes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it out front. Henriksen goes left side to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. 3 ball. Yes! 3-point bucket by Alex Terpstra. He was 0-for-3 in the first half. Knocks down that one. Bided his time, and good shooters keep shooting. With the basketball, Jamestown, hook shot, no good. O'Donnell goes up and takes it away. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew at the top of the key. He goes right side, Barkema. Barkema fires it back outside O'Donnell. Terpstra into the corner. Henriksen, 3-banger, no. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Left side pass is Stewart. Stewart comes back over to Crowder. Crowder, left side, Stewart. Stewart on the wing. Stewart, 3, answering, no. Rebound, though, long, taken down by Jamestown. Jamestown basketball, Havrin. Havrin, round the horn they go. 10:25 remaining, Jamestown down 12. Jimmy's have the basketball. This is Stewart. Stewart, they feed it back to Henderson. Henderson shot in the lane, won't go down, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. Layton picks up the personal foul, his second. Well, I'm not doing a very good job of tracking fouls today. That's foul number 4 on Layton. 10:16 remaining. And that is why he stayed on the bench so long in the first half. He was in foul trouble. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Taylor Feenster will check into the ballgame. Sampson will check out. First free throw is up and good for Henderson. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Henderson makes them both. And the defender lead is 80-70. Sedort College outscoring Jamestown 30-18 in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Alec Hendrickson with a two-point bucket off the drive. His first points of the second half. He's got 22. And the Jimmies have the basketball back. This is Hagler. Hagler puts up the jumper from the right baseline. It's good. And we've got a foul on the play called on Jamestown. Foul's going to go on Jacob Haverin. His second. And a one-and-one opportunity here. So you get two on the bucket by Hagler. And now Hagler, I beg your pardon, the foul got charged to Haverin. Haverin whistled for his second. And the Jamestown Jimmies back to within 10, but Dort College a chance to extend the lead. One and one opportunity here for Terp. Free throw is up and good. Terpstra now 1-for-2 this season from the free throw line. Doesn't get a ton of free throw opportunities. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Winterfeld, Feenstra, Terpstra, Henriksen, and O'Donnell. Free throw up, free throw good. 2 points on that series for Terpstra, and the defenders lead 84-72. Jamestown basketball. Left side pass, Griffin. Griffin working on Winterfeld. Kick out pass comes back over to Stewart. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Feeds it down low. Feenstra. One-on-one. Feenstra backing his way in. Feenstra puts it up. Shot no good. But there for the putback is Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld with 14. And the defenders extend the lead to 86-72. Might have been a travel that time on Crowder. Crowder's shot no good. Another rebound for Winterfeld. Here come the defenders up 14. Dort College will go to a set play. Right side it goes to Henriksen. Henriksen with the left hand puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. And Winterfeld went up hard, or went up for that rebound. Came down awkwardly. He's back up and trying to walk it off. 88-72, our score. Jamestown basketball. They feed it down low to J.J. Griffin. Griffin comes back outside to Haverin. Haverin with the basketball. They call a foul before the shot. That foul's going to go on Winterfeld. And for Marcus, that is 4. So free throws on the way for Jamestown. Damon Stewart will shoot. Double bonus free throws for the Jimmies. Dort College by 16 right now, 88-72. A 30-point turnaround from when Dort College trailed 33-19. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Stewart. He's got another one coming. 10 points for Stewart. 88-73, Dort College still up 15. Henriksen with 22 so far, Winterfeld with 14. You've got Frank and chipping in with 20 as well. Another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. 88-73, Dort College in control. Let's see if they can finish it out well. O'Donnell passes right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, Terpstra. Terpstra looking down low. Feenstra cut the hoop, and he's pushed from behind. Foul. Baltroons has just fouled out of the ballgame with 2 points. 8:19 remaining in the game, and I believe Baltroons will foul out. And checking into the contest is Haverin. Free throw on the way for Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra, 8 second half points, a chance at a ninth here. 8:19 remaining in regulation. 90-73, Dort College leading. 91-73, Dort College leading. Well, this Dort College team, if they shoot it, they can score a bunch of points. Stewart with it. Driving in, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra picks up his dribble. He gives it back over to O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College up 18. Well, this one has turned sour for Jamestown quickly. Pass goes left side. They give it up to Feenstra. Feenstra facing up against Haverin. Cross-court pass. O'Donnell, three ball. Yep. Andrew O'Donnell, 10 points. He's having one of those stat stuffer games. And the Jamestown Jimmies trail by 21, 94-73. J.J. Griffin with it on the left wing. Griffin in traffic. Off of the glass, good. Griffin with a two-point bucket. He's got 16. Dort College leads 94-75. This game was tied 62-62. Dort College has outscored Jamestown 32-13 since that point. Dort College by 19. Free throws on the way for O'Donnell. O'Donnell has put together a whale of a floor game. 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 10 points. Winterfeld's numbers are similar. Not as many assists, but he's got 7 rebounds. First free throw by O'Donnell is no good. Winterfeld 5 for 5 from the floor tonight. 4 for 4 on free throws. That's a very economical way to get 14 points. O'Donnell misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming with 7:17 remaining in regulation. O'Donnell, second free throw, left it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown down 19, 94-75. They feed it off to J.J. Griffin. We saw how quickly Jamestown could score in the first half if they start knocking down threes. And right there's a two-point bucket. Well, they're going to give him three. A three-point basket for Jamestown. Jacob Haverin, I believe. Well, who'd they give that one to? It was Griffin. Beg your pardon. Griffin now 19, and Dort College answers back with a triple of their own. Dalton Franken knocks down a three. He's got 23. Defenders lead 97-78 as the two teams exchange three-point baskets. J.J. Griffin comes back with a double. 97-80, Dort College by 17. Dort College leading by 17. Jamestown, I don't know what just happened, but it's Dort College basketball length of the floor in front of them. Andrew O'Donnell picks up his dribble, goes to Josh Van Langen. Van Langen drops it off for Franken. Franken, turnaround, baseline, good. Dalton with another two. He's got 25. Dort College leads 99-80. And a travel called against Jamestown and J.J. Griffin. Dort College has been asking for that call most of the evening. And now Jamestown wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College was down 33-19 in the first half of this ballgame. They showed some signs of life and battled back to tie it at 50 at the end of the first half. And they have outscored at Jamestown 49-30 in the second half, and there's still 6:05 remaining in this contest. 99-80, Dort College leading. Right side pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra back over to Henriksen. Henriksen left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen driving the basket, lays it off to Van Langen. Van Langen unable to finish, but he's fouled. And Josh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Josh Van Langen, one of three freshmen seeing substantial playing time for the defenders, will go to the free throw line here. Try to give Dort College their 100th point of the ballgame. And as I said earlier, this has been the Achilles heel for Josh so far this season. Entered 7 of 14 from the free throw line here today. He's 2 for 6. And now it creeps into your mind. The freshman from Sioux Center just got to knock a few down and get some confidence. Nothing discernible in his rotation or his setup where you say it's a hitch in the shot. He knocks that one down. It's 100-80. Dort College leading by 20. Jamestown basketball, Haverin. Haverin goes left side, Griffin. Griffin guarded by Terpstra. Griffin trying to back his way in against Terpstra. Off balance, and he travels with it. 5:24 remaining in this contest. Dort College in control. The way it started, it certainly didn't seem like you were going to be saying that. But Dort College recovered, played with some heart over the final 10 minutes of the first half. A little lethargic at first, and then really got after it, I thought. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra picks up his dribble, comes back over to Franken. Franken lobs it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen, hook shot in the lane, good. Josh is starting to figure some things out. He's got seven. Dort College leads 102-80. He's going to give Dort College some depth at the center, at the post position. Ball out of the hands of Van Langen, picked up by Henriksen. Dort College will walk it up. Henriksen across the timeline, 4:40 remaining. Pass goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking, gives it up Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it down low, Van Langen. Van Langen puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Jamestown. Jimmies will walk it up. This is Crowder. Crowder, long pass into the corner, and losing it out of bounds is Jamestown's John Pierrington. Pierrington unable to reel it in. J.J. Griffin will check out of the ball game. Danny Voss checks in. O'Donnell will walk it up now. Logan Brown working on defense against him. O'Donnell passes right side, Danny Voss. Voss goes over to Terp. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra to Franken. Franken, Van Langen. Van Langen, Voss. Voss looking down low. Instead comes to Franken. Franken, Van Langen. Van Langen trying to back his way in. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tapped around, and coming out with it is Jamestown. Jimmy's up the floor with it. 3:50 remaining. And a 22-point lead for the defenders. 102-80. Dort College leading. So free throws on the way for Logan Brown. Brown had two in the first half. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Now 2 for 3. Another free throw on the way for Brown. Barkema is in. Franken checks out. 25 tonight for Franken. Another free throw on the way for Jamestown's Logan Brown. So Brown makes 1 of 2, and the defender lead is 102-81. Pass right side, Danny Voss. 3:44 and counting, ball game. They feed it down low to Van Langen. Double team him. Van Langen trying to work his way down low. Instead goes outside to Voss. Voss to O'Donnell on the right wing, 3-point line. Barkema, top of the key. Left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, missed it, no good. Barkema in trying to mix it up on the offensive rebound. It's cleared by Crowder, though. Crowder gives it up underneath to Ency. Ency missed it. It was Connor Ency, unable to finish it inside. We're going to see Ross Cooper in just a moment for the defenders, the sophomore from Applington at the scorer's bench. Entry pass by O'Donnell is taken away by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball, stolen back by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball at midcourt. He gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra to Voss. Voss with it on the left side. Voss back over to Terpstra. Terpstra looking. Now Barkema. Barkema left side, Voss. Voss back to Terpstra. Terpstra tries the pocket pass to Van Langen. Into the corner, three ball, missed it, no good. That was O'Donnell. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. 2.5 left. Jamestown up and running with it is Crowder. Ball deflected, taken away by Barkema. Barkema, one player to beat. Barkema behind the back dribble, lays it up with the right hand, good. Chad Barkema with 4 points. And the defender lead is 104-81. Timeout on the floor to get some substitutes into the contest. And the North College Defenders enjoying a 104-81 lead. Back with more after this. 104-81, North College up by 23. Steal by the Defenders. Ross Cooper off to the races. Drops it off for Danny Voss. Voss, nothing there outside Bussard. Bussard gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Danny Voss. Danny Voss splits the defense. Back over to Brunsting. Brunsting out front, Mark Baker. Baker right side, Voss underneath Bussard. Bussard puts it up in traffic, good. Zach Bussard with a two-point bucket. 106-81, Dort College leading, 140 remaining. Jamestown basketball. This is Logan Brown. Baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Danny Voss. Stolen, here's Wallin. Wallin, shot off the glass, no good. But there for the putback is Kawani Crowder. Crowder with a two-point bucket on the putback. He's got eight. And the defender lead is 106-83. Left side pass, Cooper. Cooper tries to pass, and it's tipped. And now we've got a foul called on Danny Voss. Voss whistled for the foul. And Crowder will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throws on the way for Crowder. First free throw is up, no good. Another one on the way. 106-83, Dort College by 23. Defenders extending the lead. So another free throw on the way for Crowder. Crowder's free throw is up and good, so Crowder makes one of two. 106-84. Dort College. Cooper gets the ball inbounded to Voss. Now Cooper will take it up the floor. Ross with the basketball. Ross tries to pass. It's deflected. Bussard had it momentarily. It's taken back by Wallin, and Wallin tries to feed it ahead to Logan Brown. Logan Brown unable to track it down. Dort College basketball. Brunsting in the backcourt gives it up to Voss. Under a minute to go in regulation. With it on the right side is Cooper. Cooper picks up his dribble, goes over to Baker. Baker left side to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting to Voss. Voss, Cooper. Cooper sets. Three off the rim, no good. There for the rebound is Bussard, and Bussard is fouled on the play by Enzi. And Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line for two. Double bonus time for the defenders. 32.9 seconds remaining. Dort College is going to improve to 4-0. They'll travel to Forest City on Tuesday, taking on the Waldorf Warriors. Free throw up and good for Bussard. Another one on the way. This one's up and good as well, so Bussard makes them both. He's got four off the bench. Dort College leads 108-84. Right side with it is Jamestown's Keller. Three on the way, no good. Rebound taken down by Brunsting. 20 seconds remaining. Brunsting will take it across half court. He passes right side Voss. Voss back to Brunsting. Brunsting to Cooper. And that's going to do it. Our final score, Dort College 108, Jamestown 84. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's non-conference men's basketball game right after this.
Beautiful smile. Stay tuned, the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders, a 108-84 win tonight over the Jamestown Jimmies. Dort College trailed by as many as 14 in the first half, 33-19. We were tied then at 41 as Dort College outscored at Jamestown, 22-8 to tie it up with 4:03 left to go in the half, and it was tied 50-50 at halftime. We had ties at 52, 58, 60, and 62 before Dort College got a little separation. 67 to 63, Dort College led, and they pushed it up to 10 at 73 to 63. That was part of a 6-0 run, and Dort College extends the lead eventually to 20 at 94 to 73, and they ease on in for the win at 108 to 84. The Dort College defenders improved to 4-0 for the season, while the Jamestown Jimmies fall to 0-2. We'll be getting to the number in just a moment. Dort College for the ball game, 38 of 64 from the floor. That figures out to 59.4%, 8 of 18 on three-pointers, 44.4%, 24 of 30 from the free throw line. And the Dort College defenders allowed Jamestown 30 of 62 success in the ball game. 39.3% in the second half, though. That was a much better defensive second half for the defenders. 13 of 23 was Jamestown from the three-point line. They were 69% in the first half, 40% in the second half, 11 of 16 from the free throw line. Dort College out rebounds, Jamestown 37 of 25. Turnovers, Jamestown had 18. Dort College had 13. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dahman, let him get on his way, and then we'll take a look at the individual numbers. And Coach Dahman, a slow start for your team, and I guess that really didn't surprise me. I would like to say it's not going to happen, but a good performance last night. People look at scores, make assumptions sometimes, and whether you like it or not, a little bit flat to start today's ball game, and maybe a lesson learned this afternoon by your team.
Yeah, Mike, we were very flat to start the game. Very disappointing that on their first 15 possessions, they scored 12 times. And that was, you know, last night we shot the ball well to start the game. We are very good defensively. We got to be very good defensively if we don't score the ball. And obviously we got things going here in the last 30 minutes, but hopefully a lesson learned. You know, you only get 30 chances to play the regular season, and we didn't take advantage of the first 10. The last 30 were good. You know, I thought we played with a lot of urgency. We switched to a zone there in the first half. I thought Chad Barkema was very active in it. Thought Josh Van Lingen played very well in it. And I thought those two guys kind of spurred us on. Those two guys grew up this week. Marcus Winterfeld had a very good week. Our three freshmen, I thought came along. Obviously, Alec and Dalton had some very good games offensively here again tonight. Alec, especially in the first half, where he was knocking down some deep threes and getting us back in it after we dug ourselves, a 13, 14-point deficit with about 10, 11 minutes to go, if I remember right.
Talk a little bit about what you try to do as a coach when your team comes out lethargically. I watch what you do, and I can give an assessment, but it looks like tonight you tried two different things. One, you tried to motivate. Two, you tried to shake things up a little bit in terms of a lineup and changing things up and going to that zone defense. You can only go to that well so many times in terms of the motivation, though, can you?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to implore the young men to play a little bit harder and call a couple timeouts and, you know, really challenged them. And first two timeouts didn't work. Third one, we just went to some different personnel, to be quite honest. I mean, it was a matter of effort. And I don't want to take anything away from Jamestown because they shot lights out. But, boy, we got to be better than that to start the game. So hopefully it serves us well. Tuesday night when we go to Forest City to play Waldorf, their home opener, that we're locked in a little bit better defensively to start. And I hope that if we don't shoot well, that we can still defend well. That's an area that you have to mentally be able to conquer. So
Andrew O'Donnell today, about midway through the second half, I thought to myself, wow, he's just having a solid game, and that was before he hit double figures for points. I think he got a couple of buckets then to go from 6 points, but pretty solid, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. Did a lot of different things well for your team today.
He did, Mike, and I really believe he's a key. You know, he really has taken a different mental approach to the season, and he's just, you know, been very solid for us. We need him to be really good. I mean, that's just the long and the short of it. He needs to be really good for us. And He led us in a lot of ways. He's always going to be assigned the other team's best offensive perimeter player, so he does that in addition to the things you mentioned as well.
Waldorf on Tuesday, Viterbo on Friday. It's part of a classic. You're getting a lot of games, and you're going to find out a lot about this team in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, we're the last 8 days, we've played four games. And then next week we got three more. Now, by the time we get to next Saturday night, we'll have played seven games, nearly a quarter of our season already, you know, in terms of the regular season. So that, it goes quick. And hopefully tonight we learn that we don't want to give up opportunities to play and have fun together. And, you hope that you can learn from games that you win so it doesn't become quite as painful. And we'll see going forward if that took place.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Let's take a look at the individual numbers. Dort College tonight led by Dalton Frankens, 25 points, 9 for 13 from the floor. Alec Henriksen, 22 points. He had 20 in the first half. He got it going for Dort College when things weren't going well. He was 9 of 14 from the floor, 4 for 8 on three-pointers. 14 points for Marcus Winterfeld, 12 for Taylor Feenstra, 10 for Andrew O'Donnell, 5 for Alex Terpstra, 4 for Chad Barkema, 8 points for Josh Van Lingen off of the bench. Zach Bussard had 4, and Leighton Sampson had 4. For the Jamestown Jimmies, J.J. Griffin had 20, 15 for Jake Hagler, 11 for Jake Havren, 10 for Damon Stewart, 3 for Logan Brown, 4 for John Pierenton, 9 for Kawani Crowder, 2 for Robert Beltrunes, Christian Kulvang had 3, and Riley Henderson added 7. Pretty good job defensively for Dort College on the boards. I should say as a team they did a nice job. Andrew O'Donnell, 8. Marcus Winterfeld, 7. Dalton Franken and Taylor Feenstra with 5 each. Chad Barkema secured 3. Henriksen had 5 assists. Andrew O'Donnell had 3. 2 steals for Josh Van Lingen along with 2 blocked shots. For Jamestown, 6 rebounds for Kiwani Crowder and 4 for J.J. Griffin. That is going to do it for our broadcast. Let's recap again what happened on the Dort College campus before we shut it down for this Saturday night. Dort College cross country, both teams end up runners-up in the GPAC championships. Women finished 3 points behind Morningside. Dort College men finished behind Northwestern. Northwestern ran really well from what I understand. Dort College second place with 69 points, I believe. Northwestern had something like 34. Women's volleyball, Dort College upsets number 2 in the country, Hastings, 3-1. Football loses to Concordia, 35-28. Women's basketball loses to Jamestown, 80-45. And the Dort College men's basketball team defeats Jamestown, 108-84. And one other note, Blades hockey, they lose to Wisconsin Platteville in a wild one, 8-7, the final score. That is going to do it for our broadcast. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back on the air Tuesday evening when the Defenders face. Well, in volleyball, we'll have the volleyball match on Tuesday night, and we don't know who Dort College will face. Basketball teams are going to have to do it on their own as they travel to Forest City to take on Waldorf. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.